Blog Talk Radio. throw this off a dusty Midwest bus. Yeah, on the outside, well, I look fragile, but on the inside, there's something you can't crush. 'Cause I'm country strong, born to break, like the ground I grew upon. You make a fool of me, and I'll fall, but I won't stay down long. Yeah, I'm country strong. I have weathered cold winters, longer summers without a drop of rain. You push me in a corner and I'll come out fighting. Well, I may lose, but I always keep my faith, 'cause I'm country strong, born to break. You make a fool of me, and I'll fall, but I won't stay down long, 'cause I'm country strong. Country strong, hard to break, like the ground I grew upon. You may fool me and I'll fall, but I won't stay down long. I'm country strong. I'm country strong.
Watermelon, honeysuckle in the air. Daddy's setting up the sprinkler, us kids running through it in our underwear. No dog napping on the front porch. His ear just a twitching. Fell asleep on granddaddy's lap to the sound of his pocket watch a ticking. And whoa. You can't go home again. Me and my best friend Jenny set up a backyard can. Stole one of mama's mason jars, poked holes in the lid and made a firefly lamp. Me and Billy Monroe sneaking down by the river, still haunted by the taste of a kiss I was too scared to give him. And whoa, whoa, doesn't seem like it was all that long ago. Whoa, whoa, you can dream about blacktop road, a faded yellow center line. It can take you back to a place, but it can't take you back in time. Whoa.
where nothing could live. Flowers Baby. You know, I get the feeling that every now and again, you want to hear something from us, nice and easy. But you see, we never ever do anything nice and easy. We always do things nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of the song, and we're going to do it nice. And then we're going to take the end and do it rough. That's how we do Proud Mary.
That's a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, and we're rolling.
Welcome back. It's Easy Blue Eyes here with the Billy Richardson Music Radio Show. Hey, you know, I'm kind of in the studio by myself, but don't be afraid to call in. The number is 845-277-9175. Come on now, don't hesitate. The star of the show isn't here yet, so she is a little late. I know, right? And that ain't great. That's about what she had. I know I got a message from her, and like, hey, you know, what in the world? And she's not here. I tell you, she's been busy, and I know all about that being busy, because I've been busy many, many, many days. Crazy around here, time to time, so we thought we're just going to keep it a roll until we can get the start of the show back and or get her here and see what's going on. Like I said, things are getting crazy here and crazy there and crazy everywhere, and sometimes people are crazy.
Having us some beers, swapping at-home cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks, and habits we ain't kissed. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. Then I heard the old man say, God is great. Beer is good, the people are crazy. Said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? I said, damned if I know. Talked an hour or two. Every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. Upon the life and death, he lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Never talk to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell. To me, I'm doing well. And I dropped by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, the people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, the people are crazy. Crazy. I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sing all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar seeing treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, 'cause you look like you haven't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, babe. Ooh, looks good on the sky, looks good on that neon bar.
buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, you're stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color. I'm not trying to be another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I just don't understand how another man can take your son, turn it eyes cold. Well, I've had enough to drink, and it's making me think that I just might tell you, if I were a painter, I wouldn't change you. I'd just paint you bright, babe. Blue looks good on the sky. Looks good on the neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you.
Trip down to Florida and their new album, and this was a bummer, you know, because you the stars have to align to make these shows happen and then to have a technical issue like that. But like I said, hey, you know, it happens a lot and it's not our fault.
Absolutely not. I mean, I've been around the block with a lot of the tickets, but there really hasn't been one that I couldn't get past. And, you know, Julie had got a hold of me in the middle of all this. I tried to recover and, you know, in the middle of getting my computer and stuff updated and so to do tonight's show. And, you know, I thought, well, I'll try to pull a fast one. And, well, that fast one didn't work out. But
yeah,
next time we'll be prepared the next time somehow.
I know. Well, you know, I mean, the problem is like, even if you had a pre-recorded show, the Blog Talk wouldn't let you in long enough to even play that. So there was just all our tricks that we had up our sleeves went out the window when this kind of an all-time ultimate failure happened. And, you know, like I said, I mean, hopefully our fans understand and they realize there's some, whenever you go live, there's always going to be some technical issues and some problems we got to overcome and challenges. And, you know, it's kind of nice though, because everyone's like, where's your show? It means that people are listening in. And they are anticipating it. They are looking forward to it. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know. It didn't happen, but there's an awful lot of, you know, outreach and outpouring of support and love and missing the show and can't wait for next week and hoping that I can interview the same people next week. And, you know, so it's all good. It all works out. A little silver lining.
I know you have a lot of fans out there that listen to the show, and I got a lot of fans that go and listen to your show just as well. And a lot of
nice
that does both kind of let me know. I started getting messages on Facebook Messenger. Hey, where's Julie's show? You know, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm trying to figure it myself. And, you know, so that does let you know the listeners are there. And they're like, all right, Easy, you're the master behind this. And like, got defeated last night, and said, hey,
mm-hmm.
I always have that moment, and, you know, hey,
yeah,
it was shot, and but please don't hold it against us, because it does take a lot behind the scenes. Sometimes just the one show could take 3 weeks preparation alone, you know.
Yeah, totally, and that's, you know, that's what I was saying. There's just so much work that goes into them, and so it's a bummer, not just for you guys, but for us as hosts, you know. It's like, you know, just losing it all at the last second and putting all the work in, but it's all worth it in the long run, as long as everyone's patient with us and realizes it's not our fault, and, you know, we're trying to work with technology, and that doesn't always work. As you know, having to get a new computer and have it going by tonight, that was stressful.
Absolutely. And, you know, sitting here all night, all day, you know, hit and miss, kind of napping in between to get this start. And I was actually pretty angry after getting off the phone with you. And I think it kind of stressed over on Facebook. I really wanted to say more, but I couldn't.
Yeah,
because,
could tell. I immediately after getting off the phone with you, I got a hold of Blog Talk Radio via their little chat helps thing, and I left them a message. And of course, this morning they're like, "I'm so sorry that this happened. It was this company that runs the direct call. They, you know, they had issues and apologize." It's like, no. You don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I only do this once a week. It's like, you know. I want the radio show to go off without a hitch. And I just said 9 out of 10 shows I have technical issues. So we'll see. I mean, they didn't get back to me after that. So, but I was not happy when I got off the thing. I was just not necessarily angry. I was just really disappointed for not only my fans, but, you know, for myself, that I was really looking forward to hosting the show. And, you know, I gear myself up for it all week, and it's like the highlight of my week. And then a major letdown, you know. So, but next week we'll see if we can't get Bo and Chris back in the studio, and if not, I've got great guests on the list coming up. I got Mick Bird, I got Ozzie Brooks, I've got, you know, I'm booked up through May. So I've got plenty of people, and we'll just make it happen, you know, as best we can.
Yeah, you know, I just think I get to do it 7 days a week.
I know. I don't know. Yeah. I did it once a week, and I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted, you know, trying to work and do all these other things that I do, and, you know, and it's like once a week takes it out of me. So, but luckily I have you to run the show, and I just appreciate you putting my music out there. It means a lot, so thank you.
Absolutely, and I love it. I, you know, this is what I do it for. So if it was to make money,
we'd both be broke. Broke than we are now.
I'd be like, here's my paycheck. You just take it and let me just, what do you want me to do, sweep the floors in the studios? But, yeah, I mean, this is what I do. I mean, it's about putting music out there, and that's the thing. Anyway,
yeah.
I got it, because my tempo is right there, and this is what I love to do, and, you know, and kind of, it kind of got passed on to you, you know, with the fans, hey, you know, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Do you have anything else that's coming up, like, in the close near future that you really want to get out there, like, within the next couple of weeks that you really want them to, like, pay attention for?
For my show, you mean? Yeah, I mean, next week, I mean, every other week I do special guests, so, and then between that I always do just, you know, play as much, my mode of operation is just to play as much independent country music artists as I can, and, you know, do some music news and, you know, things like that. I take questions from my audience and my listeners. They can email me at waitinthetruck, that's WAIT, waitinthetruck@msn.com with questions, and I answer those on the air. But I'm hoping next week I can just kind of have a second chance to do this show with Chris Poindexter and Bo Heatherly, and, you know, and bring them back on, because they really have a lot to share, and I want everybody to know about their new album and what all they've been doing, and, you know, so hopefully, well, you know, stay tuned, because that's in the works, and if not, we'll just continue on, and we'll bring them back, and, you know, in a couple weeks when things open up. So, you know, next week it's just going to be me and all the independent country music artists, unless I can recreate last night's show. And then after that, we'll see. So.
Absolutely. All right. I think it's time to kind of take a couple of song breaks here. And so what I kind of started off with, but hey, you know, you're the star of the show. I have played some Boot Scoot and Boogie, Blue Ink, which, you come on, listen to that. And, let's see, Country Strong. I had that.
Yeah, I love that one.
For Me, you know, joking there with that, you know, you're not being in the studio right off the bat, you know, kind of, you know, For Me. You'll have to look for
I got to catch up.
Flies on the
bottom. Well, I was thinking, have you done Black Velvet? That's one of my favorites.
Oh, man. I was right there, and now I have to get back to it. Black Velvet. Got another choice to go with it?
Do I have what? You're breaking up, speaking of technical issues.
You got another song choice to go with that, Black Velvet?
Oh, yeah, totally. So how about Black Velvet, and do you have You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma?
Yep, I got that mix right up into the studio.
All right, those are two of my favorites.
All right, well, here we go. Here's our song break.
All right, thanks.
So, here we go.
Spell. Jimmy Rogers on the victrola pie.
Up in Memphis, the music's like a heat wave. White lightning's bound to drive you wild. Mama's baby in the heart of every schoolgirl. Love me tender, leaves them crying in the eye. The way he moved, it was a sin. So sweet and true, always wanting more. He leave you longing for black velvet in that little boy's smile. Black velvet in that slow southern style. A new religion that'll bring you to your knees. Black velvet, if you please. Every word of every song that he sang was for you.
10 hours on this John Deere tractor, just thinking of you all day.
I got a calico cat and a two-room flat on a street in West LA.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing you. And I'm sure
welcome back to Brewing with the Music Radio Show. I am Easy Blue Eyes, and we have the star of the show with us. Welcome back, George.
Thank you so much. Man, I love those two songs. I like a lot of my music, but I tell you, that You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma is one of my favorites, and being able to record with umpire Joe West and put that out there, definitely the pride of my career, I'll tell you that.
I like them both. I mean, actually, I like them all. I don't know if it's because I'm biased and, you know, I like more of the independent music. Sorry for the ones who, my bad. You independent artists is like really have a lot more passion than most of the major stars. I mean, not to say names, but there's some athletes that get a paycheck or two and then they kind of fall off the market, and that's why the independence is my heart, and it's where the passion is. It's always constant.
Yeah.
Prove themselves, you know, every weekend, through the week, everywhere. I mean, and then some. And then they're not performing, they're in the studio. So,
right, totally.
Speaking of recording, you know, award-winning Nashville recording artist and author. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I kind of want to give a little bit of info on you to the fans, you know, kind of all your different music and band, you know, awards. I think we just kind of dropped with Julie. Hey, not too bad, though. We'll get her to come back and kind of have her do her own little bio and stuff. So, which gives a good chance to wrap up the first hour of the show. And real quick, I'm going to sneak this in while Julie, was trying to get back in. My little few-minute break here to wrap up the first hour of the show. I'm going to secretly give you a Zach Burnett song, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap it up and have the start of the show back.
Turn around eastbound, hammer down again. I lay the hammer down with spam. Turn around eastbound, hammer down again. Like a left lane freight train, shifting into high rain, keeping it in the wind. I may slow it down one day, I don't know when. I just hammer down with spam. Turn around eastbound, hammer down again. We'll be right back.
salt from Manistee, Biff from Old Milwaukee, and Jack from Tennessee. Coal off of the mountains, steel from a Birmingham. I haul coast to coast, whatever pays the most, brother, I don't give a damn. I just hammer down westbound, turn around eastbound, hammer down again. Like a left lane freight train, shifting in the high range, keeping it in the wind. I may slow it down one day, I don't know when. I just hammer down westbound, turn around eastbound. Your music background, you know, some of the songs, you know.
Sorry. I started singing when I was like 5 years old. My grandparents, Meemaw and Gran, down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, they figured out that the best babysitter for me to get them some free time from all my energy was to sit me in the back room with a recorder. And that was the old cassette tape recorders when they first came out, and not showing my age or anything. But they figured that out, and they'd set me in that back room, and I started doing my own radio show when I was 6 years old, pretending like I was doing KIMN, which is a big station here in Denver, and, you know, telling them about Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard getting together and fighting. And so Anyway, long story short, I just started creating songs and singing to myself. And as I got older, my mom put me in a couple of singing lessons, and that was kind of a joke because we'd show up and, you know, they'd charge you, you know, $30 back then was a lot. And they just had you doing and warm up your voice for 30 minutes. And then you'd, you know, she'd play the piano and I'd be doing Annie, you know, maybe far away. I mean, as a kid, you're like, you know, it was just cheesy little songs. So I gave that up and I just, you know, I just kind of was more self-taught and started singing on my own and doing some, you know, local talent shows and things like that. But I really didn't give it a go until well after I was out of college and married, and about 2000, I decided I was going to pack my car, and with the support of my husband, I just packed it with everything I could fit, and I headed off to Nashville, and I didn't have a job, I didn't have a place to live, and I had no contacts, and I was staying at the Hyatt Place, parking my car out front because it had everything I owned in it, out right in front of the doors because I didn't want anything stolen. And luckily, I moved into Hendersonville, Tennessee, and within a week, I had a recording contract with Midnight Special Records. I had three jobs, one down at the Wild Horse Saloon and one teaching in Hendersonville there, and the other one was a coach for the track teams. And so all within 1 week, I had a new place to live, a recording contract, and three jobs, and I was off and running. So after that, I just, you know, I stayed in Nashville and went back and forth to Denver, where I live now, in Golden, Colorado, right at the base of the foothills. And, you know, when my husband died in 2013, I was still under contract for teaching at Curry Ingram Academy, and I was running their equestrian program. And that's kind of a long story. But, yeah, when he died, you know, I had to come back full time, obviously, and take control of all of our assets and everything that we've done here. And so I flew back and forth to Nashville once or twice a month, except for this past year. I haven't been to Nashville come this summer for 2 years. It'll be 2 years this summer because of the pandemic and everything. And John A. died, and I'd written the book about his life, Himes, and Music Valley. And, yeah, so I'm missing it. I'm missing it a lot. I haven't been able to do my live music. So I've had a lot of solace, found a lot of solace in doing the radio shows and having my music online and so forth. But that's kind of it in a nutshell. I mean, here I am, you know. This fall, August 28th, I've been nominated for 12 different categories for the Fair Play Music Magazine Awards, Red Carpet Awards show in the Netherlands. So if, you know, I'm up for Entertainer of the Year and Voice of the Year, and I've got songs and duets on there, and I'm even up for Radio Show of the Year and Host of the Year, so it could be a good year for me after all. But I'll be going to the Netherlands for that if I make the finals, so I'll keep your fingers crossed out there for me. I'd really like to do that. And never been to the Netherlands, so it'd be fun to go.
Absolutely. It's been a good year regardless. I mean, there's always bad in every day and every month and year. But it's been a good year for you. Picking up some more fans, listening to your music, and good friends. That's kind of how I see it. That's some of the awards that I get from doing the music, you know, video shows.
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining. I mean, this year has been really good for me. It's I think it's taught us all a lot, especially for me. Personally, I can say that I've learned a lot. Having to sit home, you know, basically house arrest for something I didn't even do. But you know, I was working pretty hard. I had 6 part-time jobs. I had a lot of irons in the fire, and it was wearing me thin, and this kind of was like God saying, I'm going to hit the pause button and let you catch your breath a minute and reassess what's important to you and what you need to do and give you that time. And, you know, I ate 600 meals in a row at home, and that's not like me. I was the kind of person that ate 3 meals out a day because I was so busy I didn't even have time to eat at my own home. And I went from that to eating three meals every day at my house and cooking it all and putting it all together and doing curbside and deliveries because you couldn't be in the stores, as you know. So it's been a good year, though. I've picked up a lot of fans. I was able to start the radio show for the Golden Country Radio, and a lot of great independent artists I've gotten to meet and hear all about them and their stories. And, you know, it's just, I can't complain. It really is it's a double-edged sword, you know. I don't like to see people die and have COVID and be sick. And, you know, I was blessed enough to stay home and be able to stay out of it. And now I'm vaccinated and I'm slowly working myself back in. Psychologically kind of hard, though, you know, when you've been away from it for a year, you've been antisocial. You know, someone shook my hand yesterday, and it's like, I just freaked out, you know. It's like, I haven't had anyone shake my hand in, you know, 18 months, it seems like. It's like, you know, so it's going to take us all, I think, a little bit of time to ease back in. And music can help us through it, that's for sure. Sure has helped me.
You know, Beth, kind of some of the things that you mentioned kind of brings the song to mind. Right off here, because it's been that kind of day for both of us, still doing fine.
You know,
I mean, that's kind of what it reminds us. Do you recall who sings that off the top of your head? I mean, because that's what it, you know, really comes, you know, listening to music and putting out music, if that's what it comes down to, then I'll still continue. You know, mostly do it. I'm doing, you know, the radio show part, if that's what it takes, you know, right. Some of the plans are kind of changing behind the scenes constantly, especially when you have tech issues and stuff like that. I'm going to kind of do both me and Julie a favor tonight and kind of do you guys a favor. We pretty much, most of the first hour and a little bit into the second hour now, we pretty much kind of scooped off, kind of got a little bit of an update. I'm sure Julie's not going to ideal. I'm just going to finish off the show just playing straight music and not worry about coming on until at the end of the show and kind of give everybody a small update. I know she needs to put her feet up and kind of relax for a few minutes, and then I'm going to do the same. What do you think? Do you think that's a good idea?
That's a great idea. Everybody wants to hear music. They don't want to hear me yapping. So play all the music you want. That's what it's all about. Let's do it.
I mean, we could do a poll. I mean, Julie's music or EJ's thing, and, well, I already took that poll, and, you know, I lost, so, well, actually, I won. Someday soon, eventually, Joey will meet, and maybe she can show me actually how to sing a little bit better. But in the meantime, we're going to kick this off, and we'll see you at the end of the show. Someday soon.
Sounds good. All right, thanks, guys. Going with him someday soon.
going with him someday soon. Someday soon, going with him. Someday soon.
I've had nothing but sorrow since you said we were through. There's no hope for tomorrow. How's the world treating you? Every sweet thing that matters has been broken in two. All my dreams have been shattered. How's the world treating you? Got no plans for next Sunday. Got no plans for today. Every day is Blue Monday. Every day you're away. Though our pathways have parted, to your memory I'm true. Guess I'll stay broken hearted. How's the world treating you? I'm hoping you do. Are you lonesome without me? Have you found someone new? Are you burning and yearning? Do you ever get blue?
Lucky, ooh, I feel lucky, yeah. No trouble.
lucky today. At the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dried yogurt in the corner, trying to catch my eye. I love is right beside me with his hand up on my thigh. The moral of the story, simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky. Today,
the night pours on, and the moon. bed, my son to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn at the steps and try to come alive. I jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts up with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. You just step on the boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by, when it's all taken and no giving, they just use your mind.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene,
I can recall. One time in my life when I felt as lonely as I do tonight, I feel like I could lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I've never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Ask me why I feel like this, I just can't say. I only wish this feeling would just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I've ever faced. 'Cause you can't chase the truth in the slightest way. I tried. So I asked myself, I said, Julie, where do you go from here? Then like a fool, I turned around and I looked in the mirror. And there I saw an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. So one more time, just to be sure, I said, Julie, where in the hell do you go from here? There wasn't a nickel's worth of difference when I looked in the mirror. That's when I knew that there I was seeing an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Just like that, it hit me. Well, that old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our lives.
Precious memories.
Always, I've got to take some time to clear my mind, and I know what. If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.